This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, very early on a Saturday morning, and Captain Darryl Carpenter's already out and after him on the water. Captain Darryl, where are you headed and what you hoping to catch?
We're headed looking for some clean water there, Don, and of course, speckled trout's on the menu. We're going to probably have to run around a couple of places. Oh, Lord, mercy. I'm in the middle of the boat parade, and everybody's wondering, why did you stop? But no, Don, man, look. I heard one of the things you said earlier, and I don't want to be argumentative with him, but, man, if you ain't catching speckled trout Grand Isle right now, you just ain't in the right place. The clients that I have on the boat, they've been here all week, and they've been surf fishing. And if you would see the stringers of trout he's been putting together on the surf, just fighting the waves, fighting the surf, it's just been amazing around Grand Isle the last week or two. You know, there's been a lot of birds. I've caught fish under the birds. I've caught really good fish under the birds. Caught a whole lot of good fish around the reefs or the passes. My guys been fishing the rock jetties and the beaches right at the point, on the beach in front of Grand Isle. It's, you name it, they're everywhere. And the thing is, I think all week long I might have killed 50 shrimp. Everything else has been coming off of plastic, just slow rolling it on the bottom.
Doesn't get much easier than that. Are you running along the front side of the beach? Is that where you are right now?
Oh, no, sir. From what I can see, there's still some elephants running across that horizon. That it's going to take that gulf just a little while to turn down and, calm down a little bit. And from what I'm seeing, we might end up getting wet today. I mean, I know there's, we got a 20, 30% chance of rain, but I'm watching some, a few of these, the tops starting to get a little bit tall on. So there may even be some thunderstorms around today.
So I guess that southeast 5 to 10 forecast is more to the 10 than it is the 5.
No, I mean, it's good. At 4 o'clock when I got up and started getting everything ready this morning, there was an exact mirror of everything in the water. I mean, you could see it was like a lake. It was dead calm. Wind started blowing a little bit about 4:30, but I'd say it's still on the 5-mile-an-hour side. But it looks like I said, we're going to have a few little disturbances and blow-ups today if this stuff continues. So I would assume the upper bays, the bigger bays are going to get rough around some of these thunderstorms if they do develop.
So what part of the island were you seeing those surf trout coming from? Was it around the Elmer's Island area?
Yes, they're all been on the west side of the island where he's been fishing up. It just having to put up with that rough surf, and like he told me this morning, I asked him, so what are you here with me for after he showed me the pictures of what you've been fishing? And he's like, nah, I just want the experience kind of thing. But man, and even then, he said he was having to fight the rough surf. But he made the comment, he's like, Darryl, you're not getting a boat anywhere near where we've been fishing because it's just been too rough. You'd end up beach. But man, I mean, Don, it's just stereotypical. I mean, we're having one of the best years. I don't know. I mean, last spring was killer like this, too. But it's just, man, this stuff has been so easy lately. It's almost a shame to do what we do.
You mentioned that you were using very few shrimp, which is going to make Captain Ryan Lambert very happy to hear. But the plastics that you're throwing, does it make any difference, the style, the type, the color?
Yeah, well, Don, we've been fishing, you know, from past experience, I'm pretty high on that Matrix Shad. And what we've been fishing has been really, really stained water. And I just revert back to my old bass fishing days. And when you've got that darker stained water, you typically go with darker colors. My color, my go-to color, I've used 100 pack of them so far this week, has been that Matrix Shad, dark green mullet. I forget the exact name of it. But that's been I just been sticking with darker colors, and that one bait has been working, so I hadn't even tried anything else. We did, I guess it was Wednesday morning, we tried a little bit of top water. We made about four casts with a top water because it was dead time. And the other guy had one guy on top water, one guy on the Matrix. And the guy on the Matrix did three or four casts in the top water and already put five fish in the boat. So we're like, hell with that, cook the top water off.
Yep, that happens that way. Now, when you're fishing those Matrix Shad, are you letting them slow fall down and getting hit on the fall, or are you dragging it slow across the bottom? How are you working it?
All right, so here's the story on that. The other day I had clients for multiple days, and we caught them both days that I had them on that bait. The first day we were jigging it and catching fish. The second day, when we started off, we were jigging it and catching fish. And then something happened. The tide slowed down or something. And look, I know I can't keep my fish, but I'm going to get in on some of that every now and then, right? I couldn't catch a fish because I was still jigging it. The two clients at one point I had six fish flopping on the floor of the boat. And what had happened, whatever it was that changed it, and this is where you've got to be versatile when you're fishing, whatever it was that changed the conditions, the fish went to where they would not touch it unless we were throwing it up current, letting it sink to the bottom, and you were literally throwing out to the side of the boat. But you had to let the current just roll it across the bottom. I mean, not reel it, not do anything, just let the current roll it across the bottom, and you'd see the tip jerk. As soon as you see the tip jerk, it was a fish. It took me a little while to adjust to that.
Yeah, it gets like that. The smallest little things can make the biggest difference. Daryl, somebody wants to get in on some of that Grand Isle fishing, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, and give them the telephone number if they want to make a call.
225-937-6288.
All right, we're not going to hold you and your clients up anymore. Thank you for the report. Go
get
them.
All right, Don. Thank you.
Crank her up. All right, there he goes, Daryl Carpenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.